The history of how an extraterrestrial race overcame wars, terrorism and religion and established long-lasting peace. 653rd Contact. Thursday, June 2, 2016 at 9:41. Translated into English from the original German by Matthew Deagle. Billy thinks. But now I have another question, whether you Pledgeren previously had similar forms of government to those that exist today on Earth? Ta. 14. That was in fact the case, as the ancient records regarding a peaceful global world leadership among several Pledgeren folks 1, were not heeded, for which reason insurrections, wars, revolutions and diverse forms of terrorism occurred. 15. But that resulted from the fact that five different folks distantly descended from the Nokodemian lineage had settled on Era, who were rivals to each other, about which however I should give a few significant explanations for your information. 16. Of course, I cannot be too detailed with those, but will only discuss the most important information, because the whole history is so extensive that a day-long lecture would be required to discuss it all. 17. Hence, I shall begin, our folk, from which I myself am distantly descended, bore since time immemorial the designation Noctimistarn, which means, in the language of our ancestors, in brief, folk of Nokodemian. 18. This folk comprised 11 folks, which had their homeworld on a planet called Arana in a star system called Istgura. 19. When the astronomers realized that a destructive change was happening in the star system Istgura, in which our ancestors lived, and that an annihilation of the whole system was imminent and the destruction was spreading rapidly, through which the home planet Arana was also threatened with destruction, a resettlement possibility in another star system on another planet was sought for all the folks. 20. Such a star system was in fact found after a few years, so all 11 folks, who in total comprised 510 million human beings, were resettled in the new system within 28 years, namely on two different planets and two different solar systems. 21. The cosmic destruction process of the Istgura star system lasted 214 years before the whole system was entirely wiped out. 22. The resettlement in the new star system, which was about 6 light years across, happened about 26 million years ago, and since then till the present time we have been based in the Pledgeren system, which will also remain so. 23. The resettlement occurred into two different solar systems on two life-bearingable planets in a large star system RISP. A so-called open, loose star cluster. 24. Already at the beginning of the colonization in the new star system, it was called Pledgeren by our ancestors, namely an alteration of the name Pledgeura, after the Ishrish presiding over the resettlement. 25. Our ancestors chose this star system designation according to an old, passed down tradition that stated that the first folk that colonized a formerly uninhabited but now habitable planet in a new star system should take for the name of the star system the name of the Ishwish Risp. Ishrish, or the Ishwish or Ishrish in charge of the action. 26. Borrowing from the home planet Arana, the new home planet was then named, in abbreviated form, Era. 27. This on the one hand, on the other hand the new planet Era was colonized by the first six folks that had been following the teaching of the prophets since time immemorial and were therefore peaceful, democratic and heedful and following of the creational laws and recommendations. 28. From this lineage descended all the clans of my genealogy, who have undertaken since time immemorial to follow and spread the teaching of the prophets, namely the teaching that had its origin with the universal prophet Nokodemian. 29. The ancient undertaking traced back to then, because, as our annals state, the most distant ancestors of my own lineage issue from the universal prophet Nokodemian. 30. The mission on Earth is also in this succession of undertaking, which has lasted up to this day and in which also our early as well as our direct forebears were involved in recent millennia. 31. At first, however, we did not know, in regard to our present undertakings, why it was that my father's faith took you into his tutelage and initiated you into the teaching of the prophets, for it was unknown to us that you are of importance to the Nokodemian mission. 32. First in the course of the years of our contacts with you did we become aware as we were advised of it by the High Council and by ancient records dash, what importance was to be attributed to your spirit form and what importance it indeed has. 33. What was known to us at that time consisted merely in that we had to concern ourselves with you, which fundamentally and primarily became the task of my father's faith, after him Asket, and after her, Semjace, Quetzal and me, to carry out this duty. 34. But to return to the history of us Pledren, about which I still have very much to say and to explain. 35. So, the home planet of the immigrants from the star system Aitzkura had been destroyed by a cosmic catastrophe, for which reason the humankind existing there had to leave and seek out a new home, which they found in the new star system which was known to them and was located more than 4,000 light-years away, which after the colonization they named Pledren, and which contained, in the 6-light-year encompassing system space, about 563 system members. 36. In this Pledren system there existed solar systems with planets, among which two were capable of bearing human and other diverse forms of life. 37. Consequently, these worlds were considered for colonization by the settlers, so the first 6 folks, to which my ancestors also belonged, who formed a knowledgely and teaching successive community, colonized the planet that was called Era. 38. The other 5 folks were entitled a planet in a neighboring solar system that was given the name Eras. 39. This planet, too, was naturally a planet capable of bearing life for human beings and for other life forms, so the settlers remained there from then on. 40. Everything went well for all the following millions of years, as the population of all folks was maintained, in accordance with the prescribed law, at a size of a little more than 500 million in total, as had been laid down in law since time immemorial in order that no overpopulation could occur and so that no unsolvable problems and no destructions to nature or to the planet be elicited. 41. But then it came to pass a little less than 112,300 years BC by terrestrial manual-based reckoning, that a mite obsessed Ishwish and an Ishrish from 2 of the folks joined forces in an Azar tongue corresponding to, Wise, who united their 2 folks and brought about a Jewalt 3 rule by means of minions drilled in acts of Jewalt, and were able to enforce this against all resistance. 42. The conjoined populations were terrorized and tormented, as all the ancient traditional laws, recommendations, regulations and manners were replaced by Azar tongue corresponding new decrees, and the 2 mite-obsessed ones were placed in the position of a higher mite. 43. The process lasted more than 200 years and disabled the population in regard to their own powers of decision-making as well as in their intellect and rationality. 44. And this occurred in a form whereby the 2 mite possessors were obligatorily treated as absolute dictators, which quickly led to compulsory submissiveness and servitude of the population as well as ultimately to the delusional belief that the dictators be in possession of the almightiness and the creation power. 45. The inevitable consequence thereof led quickly and inevitably to worship of the dictators, and so to a state of belief of a religious form, because the human beings had submissively distanced themselves far from the reality through the Jewalt rulership and imagined themselves, contrary to intellect and rationality, to be free, protected and independent, so long as they humbly, prayingly and undissentingly submitted to the Jewalt rulership. 46. Hence, in a religious wise, real flesh and blood mite-obsessed human beings were worshipped as creational omnipotences, unlike the imaginary, unreal deities, as the wonder-working creator beings in our fairy tale forms were called. 47. In doing so, they unlearned that they owed their entire existence ultimately to their own achievement and not to the dictators. 48. Ultimately the human beings came to believe, in their centuries-long Jewalt and compulsionally suggestively indoctrinated delusion, that the Jewalt rulers and their later successors of the same kind had in primeval times originally created them as human beings and had also created the air to breathe, the water to drink and even the sun, all the heavenly bodies, the planets and all life forms. 49. For all the human beings, The Jewalt and coercion-based delusional belief became an axiomatic crisp, incontrovertible, unquestionable fact, so that all these things should have been provided to them since time immemorial by the Jewalt rulers, who they believed to be creationally superior to them, and that they were obliged to worship these dictators servilely, thank them for their benevolence, and in their presence to lower the gaze and cover the head. 50. Thereby, the belief came to be, and so the fact of religion, that, in having been created by the Jewalt rulers RISP. Dictators, the human beings have a connection back to these, thus exactly what is said by the term religion. 51. Binding back, religare. 52. This term relates, in the form of an irrational teaching, to the situation of the religion believers having supposedly relinquished a connection to their dictators RISP. Creators, namely the belonging together with them, wherefrom there then be the obligation for them, the human beings RISP. Religion believers, to reconnect with them. 53. It bears saying furthermore that, through the combination of these two folks and the delusional belief in the Jewalt rulers RISP. Dictators as well as through their mind machinations and acts of Jewalt, also in peace arose with the other three folks. 54. From this circumstance there resulted terrible and destructive wars between all the folks and, 75,140 years ago, triggered a planetary catastrophe, which ultimately spread over the whole planet Iris and took on global and devastating proportions, namely in that the planet and its atmosphere began to die off and slowly but constantly made all life impossible. 55. Hence, a mass exodus of the hostility embroiled and embattled folks took place, and the nearest solution for them was to approach the planet Era as their nearest place of refuge and there to set down their craft with Jewalt. 56. The anciently indigenous six folks on Era additionally wanted to become involved in no belligerent actions, so they, albeit reluctantly, permitted the Jewalt and invasion while immigration of the refugees and, naturally, refrained from their hostile entanglements, but did, however, endeavor in the name of the folk through the spirit leadership to put an end, through peace efforts, to the repeatedly igniting Jewalt in war actions among the Jewalt-li emigrated folks, which however was completely without success. 57. The population count of the Jewalt-doing immigrants consisted of 382 million human beings, thus all of those who had survived the war actions on Eras. 58. Thus, the population count on Era rose to about 900 million, which nationally led to many problems and difficulties, which the anciently settled folks had to deal with, who naturally, in accordance with their laws, recommendations, rules and regulations, etc., were helpful to the folks of their neighbor system. 59. They, however, did not conform to the laws and recommendations, etc., of the anciently indigenous folks, but continued their feuds and wars amongst themselves and against each other, and this continued for following centuries, yet the anciently indigenous six folks abstained and did not interfere, which was respected by the intruders. 60. This respect resulted from the fact that they knew full well that the anciently indigenous inhabitants of Era were ready, in the event of an attack upon them, to defend themselves, and moreover were greatly superior to the would-be attackers in every respect. 61. For that matter, it further bears saying. 62. Of the 11 folks of that time thus only 6 of them were peaceful, democratic and, in regard to their way of life, align with the teaching of the Prophet, which already since very early times had determined in every respect within these folks their life, their deeds, actions and behaviors and comprehensively likewise everything else about them. 63. In the course of time, these six folks formed themselves on our planet Air together into a single folk, and this folk vested supreme authority in a 9-person spirit leadership, which had the office of conducting the affairs of the folk according to the democratically chartered folk will, which has unfailingly remained the case to this day and also will remain so indefinitely. 64. The other 5 folks practiced, as I previously explained, religious and higher human power-oriented belief forms, so for the sake of Jewalt rulers RISP. Dictators, whom they worshipped in a religious wise as their creators, which, for our great folk, was naturally irreconcilable with the reality, and thus also did not correspond to the real truth. 65. All of these five diverse higher power believing folks were mutually unpeaceful and even hostile to one another, as similarly the populations were peaceless and loveless as well as aggressive amongst themselves. 66. Hence, also after their exodus from the unlivable home planet Iris, they continued as before repeatedly to carry out hostile actions against each other and disturb the peace on Era, until ultimately, 74,200 years ago, a global war took place in all those regions inhabited by the war-obsessed folks who were engaged in their mutual hostility. 67. Toward out great folk, however, they respected our efforts for peace and so kept at rest toward us and abstained from offensive actions against us, yet this was also no doubt ensured by our much higher technology in regard to defensive actions, for ours were very superior to theirs. 68. Insurrections, wars, revolutions and terrorism were inevitable among these folks of belief like dictators because of the systems of government in operation over them, which were operated by the mud-obsessed rulers. 69. These ruled the folks in a gruesome wise, similar to how has been done on Earth since time immemorial and as continues to be done, for this has been perpetuated into the present time. 70. The whole of the undemocratic systems were on the one hand practiced in the form of monarchies, dictatorships and other Jewalt rulerships, as well as, however, through similar forms as are called republics, etc., in the terrestrial sense. 71. Not until a final seven-year, extremely terrible and devastating global war, about 74,200 years ago, by the mutually hostile folks that had fled from Eras to Era, did it come about at last, after more than half of the human population of these hostility and embroiled folks was reduced through the war actions dash, that the Arasans' minds changed for the better. 72. So, using many ideas, a political reformation and transformation process was pursued, which however took about 14,000 years and brought no success, but was always present and was newly undertaken from time to time. 73. The remaining war folks of Eras engaged in rationality wanting quarrels, were at odds with each other and brought forward some objections and proposals that could not be implemented, so everything came to naught. 74. They frequently imagined themselves to be disadvantaged, wanted special conditions, more might and rights, so time and again the whole matter fell through and the old forms of government were continued and validated. 75. That led again and again to insurrections, actions of war, to revolutions and terrorism. 76. Not until the individual spirit leaders of these quarreling, warlike folks confederated into a spirit leadership and unitarily gave teachings to the war folks, were the Arasans stimulated to concern themselves deeply rationally in the framework of the ancient traditional teaching of the ancient prophet and to learn it comprehensively. 77. But the efforts for that fundamentally came from the spirit leadership of the anciently indigenous folks, who intended to debut a whole planetary leadership, if the warlike folks could assent to it. 78. Yet the teachings giving and teaching lasted a further about 3,000 years, before the teaching was sufficiently accepted by and integrated into the thought world of all the quarreling folks that had fled to Era and had incessantly sowed discord there. Had the human beings began to cultivate a better attitude in themselves and toward the relations with the population of their own countries as well as the population of other countries. 79. Nonetheless, time and again there still arose aggressions and azar tongues in regard to insurrections, acts of war and terrorism, and in general the responsible motives for these were religious and related to the various extant belief communities still believing in the Jewalt rulers and dictators. 80. Eventually there came at last the point in time when, in cooperation with the indigenous spirit leadership of the hostile folks had also worked out a new form of state leadership, which was approved by all folks, according to the system of the old teaching of the prophet. 81. Having at last grown weary of the insurrections, wars, revolutions and terrorism, the countless dead and the destructions, ultimately, of the about 382 million human beings of the Jewalt employingly emigrated hostile and embattled folks, More than half were killed by the global war, namely more than 217 million, and so there were only 165 million survivors. 82. This ultimately led to the situation that the rest of the hostile folks were actually willing to heed the drawn-up rules and proposals of the spirit leadership and to approve these. 83. That did occur only with great effort, but such that rapid progress was made and the human beings who had been devotees of the higher powers disengaged themselves from their delusional belief, broke free thereof and assimilated into the democracy of the indigenous errands and also unanimously into the rules and laws of the planetary spirit leaders, who had been appointed by the great folk as the supreme planetary spirit leadership, yet there was also likewise a spirit leadership responsible for each country RISP state. 84. Thus, for the entire planet and also for all the previously hostile, now however semi-peaceful countries RISP states, the planetary unanimous leadership form of the spirit leadership could be implemented. 85. Consequently, all extant formerly hostile and Jualt-usingly emigrated folks of all countries were, in the course of the following 5,000 years, further given teachings by the spirit leadership in accordance with the teaching of the prophet and led into a peaceful future. 86. And since, through the Jualt-li migration of the formerly warlike folks from the planet Eras, the population of Era increased by 382 million human beings, of which ultimately only about 165 million remained following their global war, and therefore the prescribed norm of few more than 500 million human beings had been greatly exceeded, naturally the population of Era surpassed the established quantity. 87. They were naturally integrated into the whole Eran population, so the prescribed norm of 500 million was exceeded and this no longer accorded with the standard per the relevant law, so population regulation measures were taken in order to reach the correct population size. 88. So, through the planetary spirit leadership, a guiding and for the Eran total population unanimously valid behavior directive was drawn up regarding a strict birth regulation, and explainingly promulgated to the population of Era in all connected relations and concerns and put to a vote. 89. And as is recorded in our annals, the whole population of Era assented to the directive without a single dissenting vote. So it was implemented and the goal of reduction of the population to the prescribed standard was achieved through inappropriate yet strict birth control within 311 years of terrestrial time reckoning. 90. From that point on, the size of the Eran humanity remained constant, for, as the immemorially prescribed norm pertaining to progeny has been, owing to intellect and rationality of the Eran population, upheld for the sake of their own and their world's well-being as well as for that of the nature, fauna and flora, the planet and its requirements, there are no destructive problems in this regard. 91. Lastly, it is to be said that during the subsequent 5,000 years, that is before the definitive peace could be created, it also happened, and without Jualt or coercion, rather only through the once hostile Arisans evermore following the teaching of the prophet and beginning to think, act and live according to it, that resultingly all of their religious issues became resolved and eventually there existed no more religion believers on Era. 92. That was then the definitive cause for our world being permanently pacified and democratized, and since then no insurrections, wars, no revolutions and no terrorism have occurred anymore, so on our planet Era, about 52,000 years ago, among all folks unanimously the true democracy. And so also henceforth lasting peace were created, and with that also an ample freedom for all human beings on Era. 93. Thereby, it came to pass that all ideas and belief forms pertaining to undemocratic forms of government and behaviors of the earlier ruler and might government forms on the planet Eras were forbidden by the formerly hostily delusional believers of Eras themselves among their kind and replaced by new laws and regulations, etc., of the spirit leadership, and these were accepted and approved by the extant remaining total population of Arisans in a democratic wise. 94. So, everything was regulated in every respect and this has upheld up to the present day, and shall also remain so for all the future. 95. The consciousness development of the Eran population, which is to be assessed at between 20 and 30 million years higher than that of the terrestrial human beings, does not enable for us pleasure in any relapses into dark, devolutive and inhuman machinations, because the entire Pledgerian population has once and for all progressed onto the way of the teaching of the prophets and shall also, with sureness, tread that way further. 96. It only remains to say, that what I am about to explain in regard to terrestrial systems of government is based on our overall Pledgerian view and in no wise applies to those few who are working and functioning in civil government positions, civil offices and civil administrations, who as a minority are doing their job in honor and dignity and in accordance with right. 97. What I am about to say relates only to the bulk of them, RISP. To all the unrighteous state government employees of the highest offices and to those of all lower offices, physicians and administrations, etc., who behave just like the higher ups, that is the bulk of the unrighteous highest governing ones. 98. Unfortunately, on the planet Earth there are, in all governments, under-governments, offices, administrations and branches of government and so in all very important key positions, there is a preponderance of human beings who are might-greedy, paranoid psychopaths, who are recognized as such neither by their co-workers nor by the public. 99. The fact here is also that this bulk of unrighteous ones and psychopaths operates behind closed doors and, in their markedly characteristic egoism and their might-greed, do everything in a secret twice over and pass the will of the folk and make decisions for the folk to their detriment. 100. Indeed, those in the highest positions of government are very mighty figures, but the bulk of them is lacking in clear intellect and conscious rationality, as well as the necessary modesty and responsibility to the folk. 101. They are all true leviathans for, with gigantic might, which they misuse without restraint. 102. Not to be included in those criticisms is that minority of righteous ones in governments and civil offices and civil administrations, etc., who unfortunately can effect nothing against the folk hostile machinations of the self-imperious might-obsessed ones. 103. And also those terrestrial human beings in the civil offices and under governments, administrations, etc., subordinate to the civil governments, that perform a function having to do with the folk in the name of the unrighteous bulk of the might-obsessed ones, as government henchmen, are just as bad as the might leaders themselves. 104. And they do this against their civil duty, which entails that they govern according to right and are obliged to be of official service to the folk. 105. All these ones civilly amenable to the folk and fundamentally civil servants of the folk, which they effectively ought to be, yet who do not observe their required duty, tread on the folk as they go as if they were stepping on little ants. 106. They gain their might and are, fundamentally, in their civil offices and in their execution of their civil duty, in practice just as incompetent as they are in regard to their observation of responsibility amenable to the folk. 107. The bulk of all of those whom I here accuse as unrighteous ones, yet naturally from whom I exclude all the righteous ones, is caught in a network of contradictory interests, while simultaneously it attempts to conduct its state, government and office orchestra, in order to impose its will on the folk. 108. It is however truthfully that the unrighteous governing ones and administrators, etc., are completely incapable of governing the folk as such in righteousness and assisting it dutifully, wherewith the worst thing about it is that the folk is absolutely moot to them, because they are only hell-bent on their financial and personal might and to accomplish their illogical, folk-down-dumbing and havoc-wreaking political aspirations. 109. The dominance of these paranoid psychopaths, and the unrighteous majority of the government ones on earth are suffering from such, has the result that all around in the governments, civil offices and civil administrations, the incompetence is virtually facilitated, which ensures that, inevitably, sooner or later the downfall of these systems will come about. 110. That also has ramifications to the private sphere of the terrestrial human being, and indeed particularly for the unrighteous ones, self-imperious ones and the egoists. 111. A modest, conscious, clear, logical and rational as well as humane and all-around responsibly thinking terrestrial human being has a harder time than ever before in the today's modern time in the undemocratic, unfair, catastrophically retrograde and illiberal government systems of all countries of Earth. 112. The terrestrial human being cannot go his or her own way to self-realization and to his or her socially creative position, nor to his or her good job, in order to do valuable work and teach the truth, because he or she is oppressed both by the paranoid psychopaths in the governments, civil offices and civil administrations, etc., as well as by those existing among the folk. 113. By the unintelligent and self-appointed enemies, liars and slanderers, as well as by enviers, wiseacres, critics, liars and slanderers addicted to unintellect and irrationality, every possible and all manner of primitive wrongdoing is done. 114. This is done in order to do damage and in order to oppress, revile and slander the honest, good, righteous and worthy human beings, to accomplish progressive, enlightening and valuable things for the terrestrial humankind and its consciousness evolution, in order thereby to imagine themselves big and strong and to be heroes. 115. Not only in the terrestrial governments, civil offices and civil administrations, but also in the schools, universities and in politics, as well as in the psychological psychiatric professions and in economics, etc., there prevails in all terrestrial states a deficit system of the unvirtue, untalentedness, of completely incompetent terrestrial human beings. 116. The terrestrial humankind suffers as a whole on account of the lack of genuinely virtued, talented, human beings, who effectively are bearing enough intellect and rationality to be able, in an honorable and worthy as well as humane and fully responsible wise, to lead the terrestrial humankind, while consciously, modestly, correctly and unself-interestedly carrying out and bearing responsibility and conscious ability in concern with the formation and leading of the fates of the Earth's humankind according to democratic provisions. Billy, that is all very interesting. Sincere thanks for your elaboration. 1. According to the Plegarin linguists, the word people has a negative connotation of scavenger, so throughout I have translated the German word Volk as its traditional English equivalent folk. Throughout folk is to be taken as synonymous with people. 2. According to the Plegarin linguists, the German word Ausartung equals a very bad get out of the control of the good human nature. 3. According to the Plegarin linguists, the German word Gewalt equals mit allen zur Verfügung stehenden zwingenden Mitteln, körperlich, psychisch, mental und Besinnungsmäßigkeit, Fähigkeiten und Fertigkeiten zu nutzen, Ungerten und Handel und Entdurch zu führen und auszuüben equals by all compelling means at disposal to use physical, psychical, mental and consciousnessly powers, abilities and skills in order to carry out and exert prodigious acts and deeds. 4. Leviathan is the title of an essay by Thomas Hobbes concerning the gigantic apparatus of government. The German equivalent is Gigant, the name of a snake-legged race of beings in the Greek mythology. Leviathan also was one of the prophesied beasts of the Apocalypse of Enoch, Enoch,